Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night, 4/21/2023. Oh, wow. I'll tell you what. You know, this thing is just getting to be every day you got something new. I'm going to tell you what's a hot item that a lot of people may not have put two and two together. But this bridge in Connecticut from New London to Groton, okay? Apparently some truck or something or cars exploded and caught the bridge on fire and weakened that bridge. And that bridge is going to go down. Well, you know what's up right in that area. I'm going to tell you, in my estimation, in my opinion, allegedly, that was a sabotage act somehow or another that caused the explosion or had something undermining that bridge where when they had the accident, it went, was going to go down because the electric boat that makes submarines, top quality submarines for the United States sits right in that little inlet there. That's where electric boat is. So that will make traffic back and forth on those two sides of Connecticut will make it extremely difficult. And then that, you see, is a classic kind of a target for an overture type attack. Overture being from Viktor Suvorov's book years ago, where a chapter 15, I think, was called Spetsnaz, First World War. Well, the First World War for the Spetsnaz is this one right now. So that is the thing there. But it could just as easily have been done by Red Chinese Commando because they're inside the country too. You've got, ladies and gentlemen, just let me just run this down. Let me ask you this question. How many Chinese restaurants are there in North America? Well, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with a Chinese restaurant. I love them. I like Chinese food. But at least one or two of the cooks has got to be somebody infiltrated, all right? Allegedly, all right? So I suspect that when we have the FBI 15 years ago say that there were at that time approximately 120,000 cartel, Mexican cartel soldados inside Estados Unidos, okay? Dealing the drugs and dealing the stuff and all the stuff for the cartel. Well, that's 120,000 back then. That's at least got to be a quarter million by now, all right? A quarter million, plus all their, they use, for their hitmen, they use the MS-13. Oh, they, yeah, you got MA and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, it's like they'll use some of the Salvadoran kids, if you want to know, or they're guys or whatever you want to call them. But if that's the case, then you got a quarter million plus at least two battalions that Obama allegedly hired, two battalions of Spetsnaz and paid them from the black budget, sent them to Fort Carson, Colorado and other places. I mean, we've seen them. I remember getting the report out of Coronado Island. There were some boys. They had them a new pick-em-up truck, new Blue Ford pickup truck, F-150 back in the day, and they were just living right there on, you know, on Coronado Island, you know. And then I also recall a certain Russian Spetsnaz that married a real nice girl in Aurora, Colorado, and they bought, like, I think it was a $472,000 house. Allegedly. I mean, you hear all these different things. And then you hear about all the stuff, the East Bloc and some of the Spetsnaz in Chicago and how they were going to get ready to go at some point in time. Well, heck, I mean, Chicago's already done itself, all right? We had the Millennium Park thing last week. Now you'll probably have it again this week. You got Washington, D.C. Car theft is up 105%, okay, over last year. Homicide's up 45%. This one, or 25% or 27% in Washington, D.C., all right? You're going to go see the cherry blossoms and the, you know, the Washington Monument and Lincoln's Memorial? No, If you go out there, you're stupid, because I'll tell you, they're going to get got. New York City, just crazy. Well, D.C., I guess they've had over their short 1,200 officers or something like that. It's the lowest level of police in Washington, D.C. since 1950. Well, it's grown some since then. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a trend that if you really start to look at and understand it, you might say, well, in my town here, we're not having that problem. Well, that's good. That's very good. But do you recall just back a little while ago on the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa stuff? All of that's heating back up again. All right? Going to heat back up again. And you're going to see incidents that will be promoted or that will be fomented to increase all of that. But what I'm trying to tell you is, remember the old motto of the old 33rd degree, the old Ordo Ab Chao, okay? Out of the chaos comes the order, you see. Well, they're creating the chaos en masse. And now you got Sudan blowing up, and we got 14,000 to 16,000 American citizens or dual citizens, plus the embassy and all of that there, all right? People at Khartoum trying to go to Khartoum to see whatever on the tourist deal. This is a barbarism. This is, you know, just incredible. But you know what? I just got to thinking, this is exactly what old Albert Pike said in 1871. Oh, how did he know that? Well, you figure it out. He wrote a letter to Giuseppe Manzini, the head of European Freemason, where Pike was the head of it all, allegedly. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the Asian tour of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. And the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, well, that's being threatened right now with Iran and Israel, okay? Meanwhile, all right, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of a complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And then we shall, Pike writes it here, Pike says, we, meaning him and the High Lucy Illuminati, all right? We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. Well, nihilists are those that want to tear it all down but have no real additional system to put up, or, you know, they want to make it nil. They want to destroy everything, okay? And the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm. Does it sound familiar? Which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves. Well, the police are not there, and then if the police catch somebody, they never get prosecuted or put in jail. The citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, this is what Pike says, not me, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive, this is what Pike says, the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into the public view. And this manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Now, we've not seen that completely as yet, but I'm going to tell you what. There is power in the blood of Jesus, but it's going to be not the police, not the fiddle with boys internally who is involved, or the CIA or the NSA or all of those involved in actually lying about the Biden situation and the Hunter Biden laptop, which proves that there's tremendous amount of corruption involved with Hunter, Joe Biden, the brother Biden, Uncle Biden, you know, Mama Biden, Grandma Biden, niece Biden, all the different 9 to 11 Biden family members, according to Committee Chairman Comer from Kentucky. Got 9, probably 11. Getting big money. A lot of it from Red China, some from Ukraine, some from Russia. So now they're starting to go after anybody who, even like Matt Taibbi, who got a lot of the information about Twitter from Elon Musk, you know, the emails and all the stuff to show what was done by who? Done by the FBI, done by the CIA, by the EIOs to control the last election. It wasn't the Russians. It wasn't the Russians, now was it? You have 50 top intelligence agents, and now former assistant or, you know, acting director of the CIA, Morrell, says, hey, it was Blinken. Blink, stinking, Blinken, and Lincoln. Blinken comes, who was a Biden operative in the campaign, and told him that you got to get a letter saying that this was Russian disinformation. Hunter Biden's laptop, Russian disinformation? So that's the CIA, that's Hayden and Brennan and this one and that one and the other one. All these different so-called 50 intelligence officers. And then your current president lied on television during the debates. It's just ridiculous. And then the IRS agent wants to come forward, top like a criminal IRS agent, criminal investigator, wants to come forward if he can get status of a whistleblower. Well, I'll tell you what, you see what the whistleblower status does for you. Remember that poor guy who worked for the Democratic Party back during that election, who was, a little upset about what went on with, what's going on with Hillary Clinton and all the people, and he put out the information, and all of a sudden he ends up shot or something in the street of D.C., but they never took his wallet, and then he goes to the hospital, and then you remember the scenario? In the hospital, that guy in the hospital, federal agents came and told the doctors they had to leave, okay? So the doctor is forced out of the room protecting the patient, and then after the feds leave, it was either FBI or somebody, who knows, DIA, EIA, CIA, EIEIO, who cares, all right? After they left, well, then that patient died. Shut him up. Epstein died, right? Oh, yeah, he strangled himself with a cord, right? Bullcrap, right? So you see, you got all this stuff going on. But you're still thinking that, oh, boy, you know, if we could just get this one and that one and we'll elect them, it'll all end. We elected Trump. Trump was elected. He did as well as he could do, and he fought him tooth and nail. But he was naive, all right? And now he's getting goofy and talking to Levin, who I do like Levin on Fox News on Sunday night, because he's smart. But Trump tells him that Nixon should have fought it. And I kind of feel like I'm a little bit like Nixon. No, you don't want to be like Nixon, because Nixon did something and used the plumbers. I mean, Trump is still naive, okay? still naive. He's tough. I agree with all that. And I like his policies, but I'm going to tell you, there's no big solution here at this setting of the game for a political solution to a problem. As Brother Quayle, Steve Quayle, has said, there's no political solution to a spiritual problem, all right? And that is the case. That is the fact of the matter, all right? That's the fact of the matter, and here's what's happening now. They're coming after Taibbi. You want to charge him. They want to charge the IRS agent. They want to charge this one. They want to charge that one. They've already gone after some other people in the CIA who were pro-life or pro Bill of Rights, okay? And now I guess they're going after people in other various newspapers and different things and media. And they're coming up with these ideas that they're saying that they're disinformation specialists, all right? Well, disinformation means if you don't say what Red China Joe and his communist Chinese Luciferians, don't you know, what they tell you is the deal, like environmental justice, and you're going to have an environmental justice score. Oh, boy, if you did not turn in that one plastic pop bottle, you know, and you accidentally threw it and it popped out of the trash can instead of recycling it, you see? Well, then your score has just been lowered. And we're going to send the environmental police. You remember back during that, I don't know when it was, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, they had a Super Bowl commercial, which was all about people that were going to get arrested for a piece too much trash or they didn't recycle their pop bottles or the plastic bottles or their cans or whatever, tin cans. And remember they had in that commercial, it was an environmental police force that was going to come to the house and arrest people for not doing this, not doing that. And it was all kind of a spoof. Well, let me tell you something. That ain't a spoof. Albert Pike wrote what he wrote in 1871. The plans have been there since way back when. And Jesus told you about them. You remember Jesus, right? You believe in that. Oh, I'm a Christian. Well, do you remember who Jesus is? Have you ever met Jesus? Well, the red letters are in his books. If you get a Bible, get one with the red letters so it tells what Jesus had to say. Take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass. But the end is not by and by. It says, be not terrified. But you see, you're going to see, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Well, we got wars, all right? You got wars there in this case. And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilence and fearful sights. And great signs shall there be from heaven, you see. Did you see that now the Pentagon is, they're the big one studying they're not covering up about UFOs. We see they've finally gone through about 3-4 generations. So now they're telling all you guys, if you got any real young people out there, 20, 18, 20, you know, or younger, they're trying to make it look like that the federal government has been on top of the UFO situation from the beginning. No, they covered it up, and then they allegedly made deals with certain alien groups. Eisenhower met with aliens in the 50s, when he supposedly had the weird toothache when he was staying at Bing Crosby's ranch in, and then he went to a certain Air Force base, okay, and met alien who landed, and they talked with him. The NSA and the whole Harry Truman, the whole NSA, National Security Act in 1947, which established the National Security Council, the CIA, the NSA, the EIEIO, All of that was to combat the aliens, the space aliens that were already coming in at that period of time. Okay. And fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Seal it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Now, how can that be? Cause some of you to be put to death? And that you'll all be hated of all men for my name's sake? But there shall not a hair of your head perish after you've been put to death? Now, why is that? Verse 19, Luke 21. In your patience, possess ye your souls. Think about that one. And then when ye shall see Jerusalem encompassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. And then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of all depart out. Let not them that are in the countries enter therein too. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon the people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the red letter edition is what you want. You want to be able to read that and tell what Jesus says. And every time I go, I don't hear anybody. When I go to churches, which I rarely go anymore, anywhere, sometimes I'll go to different ones. Or you go because there's a baptism or what have you. But I don't hear him talking about Jesus. I hear him talking about this, that, or the other. I don't hear him quoting Jesus' words. Well, that's one of the things I'm supposed to do periodically, you see. I read from the Bible to tell you what Jesus had to say, because there's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you'll repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, then you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven. And he'll start to wash you clean. You don't believe it? Then if you're sincere, give it a try. Give it a try. I don't care. You may have 1,000 faces. Yeah. Whoop. Never see him no more. That kind of faces, you know. But I would say this. What do you got to lose? Repent and ask Jesus to come in your heart to be your Savior. Now, there's all kind of stuff going on. And that doesn't stop. But I will say this. Lord Jesus, if you're on his side, you're with him, and he's with you, and you know it, and he knows it, then I'm going to tell you what. You're going to have the best chance. That's the best deal in town, because if you're with him and he is your Savior, he's in your heart as your Savior, and you repent to him and ask him to come into your heart, then you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven. He also gives you a marvelous gift, doesn't he? And I was last night, I was a little downtrodden myself, feeling low a little bit. But I will say this to you. Is that if you go to John 14, all right, let's just turn to it. I'm going to turn to it right now. Have I been, this is John 14, I'm just going to start at verse 9. Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou, then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? And the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the words. Believe me, and I that I am in you, in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, this is verse 12, chapter 14 of John. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Well, if you look at the syntax of that, he's talking about a gift he's given to you if you believe in him. So if you believe on Jesus, you see, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. But in verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. He specifically, from what I see in the syntax or the way the words are lined out, that he is saying that the person that believes on him will be able to do the works as well, you see. Shall he do also? The works that I do, shall he do also? And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So Jesus is going to our Father in heaven. And then you have Jesus in your heart, and you believe in him. And then he goes on to say, you starting to get it now, the gift he gave you? And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Well, you know, I tell you, we prayed for the old, I called him the old marshal of the old stagecoach stop. And we prayed and prayed for him on air. This has been about a couple weeks back. What wonderful people at the old stagecoach, and they have a herds of, you know, sheep and goats and you know, all kind of different stuff. And they have a wonderful garden, and they're just the most devout people to the Lord Jesus. They are really with Jesus 100%. All the way, and he's with them. Well, this old Marshall of the old Stagecoach Stop. He had severe pneumonia, and then he had all kind of heart problems and all kind of stuff. Well, I'm going to tell you, I asked for an update from his wife, and after we prayed for him, and I will tell you this. He actually had a situation where he died twice and had to be revived with the shock paddles and the heart, you know, the chest pumps and all the different stuff. And he was revived. They put a defibrillator or put one of those pacemakers or whatever in his heart. All right. Got that in there. He had all kind of problems. And then they wanted to feed him through the tube, you know, with the latex food up through the nose and down. Well, he said, no, I'm going to eat the way it is because I'm going to eat like a normal human and I'll put it into my mouth and do that. So he did all of that. And he had all kind of trouble. And then now, apparently, he's in the last part of a little bit of a rehab to get to walking good and also to speak a little better, I guess. But now he's getting ready to be brought home. The Lord Jesus restored him after he was dead twice. And the doctors say, oh, man, this is a miracle. It's a miracle. And he said, you better believe it because the Lord Jesus is the one that carried me through this. So I'm just going to tell you in praise for the Lord Jesus, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And I will tell you what, if it be his will, if it be our Father's will, it's not always the case that that is the case. But in this particular case, he brought back this man from dying twice. And now he's going to be restored back to home. And what I'll tell you what, my good brother, if you're listening tonight, and I hope you are, if not, your wife can let you listen to it later. May the Lord Jesus continue to restore your health. And for goodness sake, let your wife have a nap. She's taking care of all the livestock. And I'm so glad to hear that Lord Jesus has sustained you and brought you through your trials. And it's going to restore you enough to come back home to the old Stagecoach Stop. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And thank to all of you out there who prayed. Now, there's another guy tonight. And he's out, I believe, in California, I believe, too. He's got some kind of a stomach cancer or colon or whatever. And may Lord Jesus, will you go to him right now? Will you touch him right now and let him know it's you touching him? Let him know 100% that you're touching him and he can feel your power and your strength, Lord Jesus. And Lord, if it be thy will, remove that cancer from his belly. Remove all of that stuff and restore and strengthen him back to good health. And if possible, Lord, to return him home to his house and to his family. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for praising for the it's just amazing, ladies and gentlemen. And I think of all the people that we've had, the Lord Jesus, when we prayed on air, helped them. And I think, oh wow. Some people, the one woman told me that, you know, I was basically going from the cancer and you know, and then after you prayed for I've had, and then when she did finally pass away, she said, you know, I've had an extra 4 or 5 years, you know, when I was all supposed to, according to the doctors, be going back then. So I'll tell you what, then we've had all kind of different stuff, you know, anyway, I don't want to, it's the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven who is responsible. But when we pray and we do what Jesus told us in the red letters to do, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. But see, it's got to be at the behest or at the, you know, at the, it has to be at the will of our Father in heaven. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. And even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Oh, that's so true. Because it knoweth him, it seeth him not, and neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet in a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live. Ye shall live also. At that day we shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and listen to this, and will manifest myself to him. You want to meet Jesus? Read through that in John 14. You want to meet Jesus? Read through that and read it all for feeling and for understanding in John 14. Oh, man, oh, man. I don't know exactly what we're going to see, but I'll tell you, this thing in Khartoum, that's two rival generals in the Sudan. But that's in that area, you see. That's in that area where you start to get in trouble. And now we've got in Djibouti. In Djibouti, there in the, what is the Horn of Africa there, we got troops ready to go up into the Sudan, all right? Got Marines ready to go in to take people out. But I'll tell you, it's dicey. It's dicey, 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 you know? And at the same time, you got Iran forcing a United States submarine to surface as it went through the Straits of Hormuz, which they claim is all their waters. Because it's only, what, 10 miles across, something like that. Do you remember old Hawk in 204 and 205 telling the Pentagon to get the carrier groups out of the Persian Gulf because the Iranians had 110 super sunburn missiles, some with nuclear tips, and they also had 100 Exocet anti-ship missiles that they could put a nuclear tip on that, and that the Russians moved in. The Russians brought them S-400s, not just 300s. They brought them 400s. They trained them on them, and in those days, the Russians were right there. And they had in the warehouses another 50 nuclear weapons at least. Some of this has been so long, I had to yell and yell and yell. But eventually, the Pentagon moved out of the Persian Gulf, moved those two or three carrier groups out, and they moved them into the Indian Ocean. So now they're trying to sneak a submarine up through. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Our stuff is not state-of-the-art like it once was. It's pretty good, don't get me wrong. And I like our military, and I think that they're the bravest people involved in it, some of them. But at the top, and the generals who are in league with Lucifer and the pink jockstrap crowd and Red China or half alien, space alien, all right? Then I don't believe in them so much. I'll tell you what, if you give it to the Master Chiefs and the Sergeants, you know, and the old gunny, you want to see something happen, you'll see it happen. You give them the budget, and you let them choose the weapons and the time, and the United States will kick butt and take names again. But that is not being done. At the end of World War II, the United States had a royal flush hand, the best hand in poker, royal flush, all right? We had 56% of the industrial output of the planet. We had all of the military had defeated the Axis militaries, the Nazis and the Chinese and the Italians, El Duce's people. And we basically folded the Royal Flush Hen. We did the Bretton Woods, and that has kept us alive basically until the Arab oil embargo, all right, which then finally we made the deal with Saudi Arabia, who had the oil and natural gas back then, because they don't have that much anymore. And people don't get that. The United States has more when you consider what's in Alaska and all of those areas. The offshore stuff. And that's not being allowed to be developed or to be utilized, because we're going to go to electric. So the Chinese can own Africa and send it. You know how they mine this cobalt and all this stuff, all these? They send kids up in there with spoons. 8-year-old kid, 6-year-old kid to go up there and to dig the crap out and to put it in the buckets, all right? It's a little more complicated than that, but not that much. So I'll tell you, I'm going to tell you again, like I said before. Old Hawk says, put a fork in it. It's about done, you see? Put a fork in it. It's just about done. So I'm going to tell you one more time again. The first prep is to get right with the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Repent of your sins to Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And then, what do you need? You need water purification, like a black Berkey filtration system with either the Berkey Light or the Berkey, the regular travel Berkey, or the big Berkey, or the Imperial Berkey, or whatever it might be, depending on the size and number you want. Get extra black Berkey filters. Each one of those filters will filter approximately 3,000 gallons of water to clean it. And it cleans it of the bad viruses, the bad bacteria, the bad parasites, and chemicals. That black Berkey filter will take away about 99% of all the chemical junk. And there are additional filters that can help to get rid of fluoride and some of the things in gasoline. All right. Get the exact wording of that, PF filters or whatever. But get you some of those. And then understand that they're going to be putting in these mRNA vaccines maybe into the water. They're certainly maybe going to fly them out of the air, okay? And then they're putting them allegedly into the vegetables, and they've done it also into some of the pork or the pig you're eating. Not all, but some. And they're going to possibly start to now do it with beef and chickens. So I tell you to go get long-term storage food that's already in the box. It's already in the can. Go get canned goods, canned tuna, canned roast beef hash, canned corned beef hash, Denny Moore stew, chunky soup, all of that stuff where it's got the stuff that's been in there and prior in there before they're going to put the stuff into the beef. All right? Get that. Alaskan salmon, you see, can of salmon, can of tuna. Now, Hawk, oh, I like my fresh fish. Yes, I do too. But I'm going to tell you what, you're not going to have the luxury. If the electricity don't work and you don't have solar or wind or hydropower to run and charge your batteries to run your electricity, then how in the heck are you going to keep your fresh fish, okay? And that they're going to be putting the stuff out in the water and into the, coming out of the air in the chemtrails, and the Scholar Temecula, the legendary Scholar Temecula, a good man, let me tell you, he's tough, too. I tell you what, they were, he was Bravo Company. They were totally surrounded by the NBA and everybody, and they were totally surrounded, and they fought for days until a mechanized unit could cut through the bad bush to get out there to them to assist them. But they were down to the last string of gang, and the last gang of stringers, and they were giving it to the NBA like nobody's business. But they had to stack their buddies up and stand behind them. to fight them off. Well, the scholar of Temecula told me that the chemtrails have been so heavy out in California out there, you can't believe it. God bless you, brother. And I'll tell you what, I always remember what your son had to say. Never, ever give it up. You know, I mean, never, ever quit. You know, that was what he did. And he was a tough football player. But he went on to be with the Lord Jesus, and the Lord received him with flying colors. And I thank you for all your service, brother, to the scholar of Temecula, who always asks me the right questions, makes me think. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what, I've heard also again from Lady J in the Smokies and the Blue, the Blue Ridge and the Smokies. And she says, as she goes to different stores in Tennessee or in North Carolina or in Virginia, she goes to different ones all along that area. And she says that a lot of it is hit and miss. A lot of it is, excuse me, a lot of it is hit and miss. There's a lot of shelves that are empty and a lot of things that are supposed to be there that the truck didn't come. You know what I mean? Truck didn't come, so what the heck's going on, you see? And she says, tell the people to start getting whatever it is they need, whether it's jeans or socks or underwear or a T-shirt or sweatshirts or whatever it is you need, all right? And even in her areas in the mountains, that certain stuff in other types of things, not just food, is being short now and then. And the truck doesn't come in and this and that. See, they figure that people in the mountains are going to fight tooth and nail. So they're going to try to starve the mountains out and also the farm areas, the rural areas. They also do it in areas where East Palestine, where Biden never went to, and those people are still sucking wind. East Palestine, Ohio. And you talk about all these teenagers and all this stuff and the wilding and all the crazy barbaric stuff and the anarchy and the beating people on the streets and all that. Remember in Kings Island in Ohio back a year or two ago or whatever it was or three, where they had a whole deal and they had a whole incredible, huge gang problem at night and they were shooting people and doing all kind of crazy stuff at the park. I guess that was last year. Well, this year it's already started up and they already had a situation out there at the park, I guess over the weekend or whatever, where somebody had their kids in line and they were sitting at the bench, you know, watching them in line. And then all of a sudden these gang kids came over and started trying to push them around and say, get out of my line, boy, and that kind of stuff. Try to throw the kids out of the line and pushing and shoving and all that. So eventually, then the parents went over there to tell them, hey, stop that. And they said, we're going to kidnap your kids. We're going to take them. We'll kidnap them and we'll torture them on videotape and then kill them so you can see them. Well, then the people said, okay, we're taking our kids home. They then told Kings Island, hey, if you don't stop this crap, we're going to sue you. My kids are traumatized mentally and physically, spiritually, because they pushed them and shoved them and they said bad words to them. And then now the cops are going to, they're going to be right on it. And they're going to, you know, this and that and the other. And now that they're going to find out that people are not going to come to those parks. And at some point in time, it'll be Disney and that kind of stuff, too, at some point. Or wherever you have your, what was that park in Chicago that everybody used to go to? I used to know people lived up there. Adventureland? I don't know what it was, anyway. But the fact is that they now are understanding that people are not going to bring their kids to the park to ride the rides. And when you start to see that, then that's one of the big tax revenues for what is it, that town up in there somewhere, what, Mason or whatever, Ohio, a suburban area of Cincinnati up there in the, you know, in the other county that's up above. Ladies and gentlemen, we have another person right now. And it's somebody named Dale. And Dale is a friend of a good friend of the show. And Dale has cancer of the pelvis bone and the prostate and is in the Cancer Institute. In a cancer institute, I'm not going to say which one it is, in Arizona. Lord Jesus, will you go to Dale right now? Lord, will you go to Dale? Will you, if it be your will, if it be thy Father's will you heal him and remove the cancer from the pelvic bone and the prostate gland? Lord Jesus, will you restore him back to health? Will you give him good health and restore him and bring him home for how many ever years he has left in your grace? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. I also think of somebody else, you know, that I always think of. And he, well, let's just say it this way. You know who he is, Lord Jesus. I'm thinking about him right now. So, but everybody out there, heal this man of all his ills. Give him medical miracles so that he may overcome his troubles and travails and stay in the service of our Lord Jesus. The river pirate is who I'm talking about. Well, I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for Lord Jesus, they already killed him in 69 and probably three or four or five times after that. But I'll tell you what, when you're with Jesus and he's with you and you're working for the true CIC, then I'm going to tell you what, that's the key. And you know where you're going to go. It removes the fear. It allows you to act boldly. It allows you to use your strength and tie on with the Lord's strength, okay? To stand in the gap against evil and these Luciferian scumbags who are trying to destroy this country, destroy this world, and bring on the alien invasions and let the AC roll. You see what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you what, when Lord Jesus returns with his archangels and the Archangel Michael, who recruited me to work on behalf of the Lord Jesus, will come back, they're going to clean the clock of these Lucys. And you Lucys better be seeing your career dissipation light. Na, 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 na. Them old gyrenes out of East Germany will be in your ear, and that flashing red light's going to be beep, 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 beep. Na, 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 na. Because you are evil, and you're doing the things, and that includes any of the people in the federal government who do the evil, who are stealing elections, who are destroying the fabric of this country and turning everybody against the governments and the institution and turning them against each other. I'll tell you what, Brother Steve Quayle has got gold and silver to you just for a little while longer. He also has excellent, the private briefings and the new movie, the DVD, the Lies of Men and Gods, incredible information. He has whatever books he's got left, and I don't know exactly which ones he does, but if you can get any of his books, order them as well. But call him at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. You tell him old Hawk sent you, and to get you fixed up quick on the gold and silver or the books or the DVDs or whatever, or just get you signed up for Steve's private briefing. And you'll be blessed by it, let me tell you. Now, you want to keep old Hawk on the air? And I hope you do. Anything is most needed, believe me. Can't believe it, but it is. Anything, it could be Federal Reserve notes, a silver dollar, a silver dime, silver quarter, whatever it is, a little bit of gold, a little bit of platinum, whatever, or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street. Number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold, believe me. Thank you to all who kept me on over all the years here. Now, ladies and gentlemen, now this is interesting. You got to watch out for this, I guess, now, too. Grocery worker in Pennsylvania said a grocery worker was inserting sewing needles into food items at the Giant store in Texlertown, Pennsylvania. Apparently, sewing needles were being placed in the food at the Giant store in Texlertown by somebody in the grocery store that worked there. So, ladies and gentlemen, be careful. Source your material, if you can, close right from the farmer or the garden. Make it yourself. You might want to install the hoop house, kind of an idea, too, to make sure you don't get all the chemtrails going on top of it. And I will say this. There's other people in the world where the Lord Jesus is reaching them, and they're on fire for him. In Indochina, in the Shan states, in Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, the Shan states, which are actually in China, but are more tribal, where old Khun Sa lived. Colonel Bogreitz went up there with a Navy SEAL named Scott Weekly and some French photographers years ago, see? When Khun Sa offered to give up all of the opium production, the tiger opium production, for one-time annual payment, bingo, of whatever it was. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunamakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, 17067. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and of the Bill of Rights constitutional America. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go into the Luciferian knife without a pride. You need to prepare and go out tonight. You can still go to the grocery store, to Costco or Sam's or whatever. Get you a bag of rice. Get you a bunch of chunky soup. Fandango Ridge, I know you're ready. And Mickey LaPua, Mickey, you're bad to the bone, buddy. Road and track, little L. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. And say hi to your mommy and daddy. You have good ones. You can trust them because they are with Lord Jesus. And you stay up on your